Welcome to the Mental Health Adjacent Podcast, a place of support for the supporters. My name is Abby, and it is my goal to create a safe space where those that have loved ones struggling with mental health issues can feel heard and find tools to help on their journey. Here, you will listen to others sharing their experiences and get advice from professionals on how to best care for yourself while providing support for someone else. Having overcome compassion fatigue myself, it is now my mission to remind the supporters that self-care is not a luxury, but rather a necessity. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I'm joined by Christina Patterson-Carpio, a confidence and holistic life coach and healer. Her focus is in helping women discover their inner healing power and overcome self-love and confidence challenges. She is also the founder of the Powerful Confident Warrior Women community. In the episode, she will share some insight of the healing journey in a holistic way and how these type of practices can be useful for us as supporters. Let's dive right in. Hello, Christina. Thank you for being here today.
Hey, Zabi. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about what it is you do and how you can help the supporters. So, why don't you start by introducing yourself in a little bit about your specialty?
Okay. So, hello, everyone. I'm Christina Patterson, and I'm a confidence and holistic life coach and healer. I help women discover their inner healing power and help them overcome self-love and confidence challenges so that they can feel peace, love, connect with their confidence, achieve their goals, and have fulfilled life. And I'm very happy to be here today.
That is amazing. I love that. And that is definitely that we as supporters struggle with a lot, especially our emotions. I know for me personally, there was a very big journey of accepting my own emotions and making space for them because I felt like I had to, you know, kind of like bottle them down, especially negative emotions, kind of like just bottle them down so they wouldn't come up and I wouldn't upset my partner because I was so afraid of triggering him. So there is kind of this fear of having any sort of negative emotions.
Oh, yes, definitely. Most of my work starts because I went through a situation many years ago where I was feeling depressed. I was very much disconnected from my inner self, my emotions. As you said, I was also used to repressing all these emotions, negative emotions. And I really was struggling with feeling good enough, feeling unworthy. And until the moment that I finally released all these blockages and started taking care of myself. So that's when I finally got out of that situation to connect with my confidence, to connect with my essence, with my real self, my inner self, start feeling confident. I started achieving my goals. And that's when I decided not only to use those techniques that I had been learning for myself, but to get certified as a coach and as a healer in different techniques, to be able to support other women struggling through the same situation. And it's definitely one of the biggest things or challenges is because we are taught, society teaches us that we should be showing our sadness or frustration, or we don't know exactly why they are there. We have no idea how to manage those emotions. What are the messages they have for us? And we tend to repress those emotions or just ignore them. And that's when we eat or we drink or we smoke or we overwork. Even exercise to the extreme could be a way to just avoid negative emotions. And it's so powerful that it even affects those emotions that are not healed, that are repressed. That energy from those negative emotions ends up in the part of our bodies that has the same energy or vibration. So it's not just about our mental and emotional health, but it's also about our physical health.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to touch a little bit more upon this, actually, because I'm very big on everything, you know, spiritual and woo-woo, but this podcast, and like, I tend to have more like therapists on and stuff, so we don't ever really get into the woo-woo stuff, but it has been a very big shift for me in my life, and it has helped me a lot, kind of like going down this path of discovering my own spirituality, aside from, you know, religion, because I grew up religious and with a very big religious influence in my life, but I was never fully really connected to my spirituality. And it has been through going down that journey that I found a lot of my own healing. So I would love to touch a little bit about, you know, how spirituality has helped you, how it plays into all of this, and also what kind of healing you do, because it's very different from, you know, what a therapist or a counselor can do for you.
I love it. Definitely. So as a holistic life coach and healer, yes. Holistic would mean that I encompass or include the spiritual level of consciousness as well in all healing techniques that I use. So that means that when we're healing at a cellular level, when we're doing this holistic healing in all the different techniques that I use, I work not only with the mental, the physical, and the emotional levels of consciousness, but I also work with the spiritual level of consciousness. And some of the techniques that I use for this include tapping, include Reiki, core transformation, and other energy healing techniques. And when I'm talking about these four levels of healing, and just to give you an example, when we're talking about the physical challenges that we're facing, we may be feeling pain, illness at a physical level, and when we are able to heal those symptoms or challenges, we're gonna be able to feel vitality, well-being, comfort. When we're working at an emotional level, we are dealing with these painful emotions, traumatic events, painful events from the past that we never healed and are there stuck in our subconscious mind, and also affecting our energy, body, or aura, or chakras, creating these blockages. And there's a lack of joy. And what happens when we release those blockages at an emotional level, we start connecting with joy again. Then we're talking about mentally, right? When we're talking about our mind, or the mental level of consciousness, we are dealing with, or the challenges are, limiting beliefs, judgments about ourselves, connected with those negative emotions from the past, or events from the past, and also those critical voices we heard or we used to hear while growing up. And once we work through those blockages and limiting beliefs, we start opening ourselves to possibilities. And then finally, the level that you just mentioned now, that includes spirituality. When we are having challenges or blockages with spirituality, we are facing judgment of self. We are judging ourselves a lot and others. And it's very unconscious. So it's not that you tell people, stop being so negative, stop criticizing. That's just the 5% of our mind. Most people are not doing it consciously, and it's not so easy as to tell them just stop. There are lots of blockages there in judgment of self and others. Appears or manifests when there are challenges or blockages at the spiritual level of consciousness. Once we work at that level, we finally get to experience love and wholeness. And that's why this holistic approach is very powerful, because we get to feel vitality, joy, unlimited thinking, and wholeness and love. for ourselves and others. So yes, that's why I think this is different, of course, or maybe a complement to normal therapy or traditional therapy, let's call it like that, because that one addresses a bit more mind, mainly mind, a bit emotions also. But here I would guide clients and get them to see how those events, those repressed emotions are affecting their, not only their physical bodies, but also how they feel about themselves, how they feel about life. And I guide them so that they feel this wholeness and sense of being united or part of everything, like we are one, feeling.
Absolutely.
Which is very powerful.
Yes, I love it. I've gotten very into all of this recently. Been looking a lot into different, you know, healing modalities and stuff. We actually had another EFT practitioner on one of the episodes. But I would love to hear what you would say to the skeptics. Because this tends to be a very kind of like rational podcast where we, you know, talk.
Okay, yeah. Stuff. What would I would tell them? Well, I normally mainly what I would do is guide them through and get them to realize how their bodies, how there's a very strong mind-body connection, which is very much something that normal or traditional therapy doesn't talk about, so that they would realize how much those ignored emotions are affecting their physical bodies. And of course, then there is the part of energy. After all, we are all, and everything in this world is made out of energy. There's no denying science is backing that up. 99% of an atom is energy, and we are made of energy. So I mainly introduce energy healing techniques, and they get to experience it. I think that's the most powerful way of showing this, right? It's like, see how this emotion and this limiting belief is affecting your body, and I guide them through a holistic EFT session or a holistic energy healing session, because it's not just EFT. I very much allow myself to be guided, or I get intuitively guidance depending on the person and which healing techniques would work better with them. Once they see it and they experience that release, that energy shift, and start feeling better, and see how that connects with maybe their physical pressure or disease they have been feeling, that's when magic happens.
For sure. Yes, I definitely recommend everyone that maybe has some doubts to go ahead and give it a try. Maybe it doesn't work, maybe it does, but you know, you don't lose anything when you are trying it out, so might as well give it a shot.
Right, exactly. There's nothing to lose.
Exactly. So I would love to hear, I don't think we have talked about this together before, but do you have any experiences as a supporter for someone that struggles with their mental health?
For supporters, yes. I very much emphasize or focus on the power of self-love. And not only to change our lives and the world, but specifically when it comes to supporters, because supporters have an outward focus, always looking how to give. They are givers. You are givers. And though it is really good and rewarding to be giving, it is very important to be giving from a full cup, be giving from a place of love, of power. And the healthier we are in a holistic level, the better we can serve and support others. So what I do is support supporters with their self-love, with the negative self-talk, and I even have a guide a free guide that they can download. They get some easy steps to follow that will support them, and they can do every day some of these exercises so that they can also work on their self-love, get stronger, empower themselves so that they can serve and support others from that place.
I love that. I feel like it's something that gets so overlooked, and it's really, really, really important to be filling up your cup and also to kind of evaluate what your relationship is as a supporter. One thing I realized very recently for me was that I had a very codependent relationship with the person I was supporting. And so a lot of the actions I took as a supporter came from this personal need of feeling needed. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to take, you know, that those steps to really look at yourself and kind of like take care of yourself and make sure that when you are supporting the other person, you're doing in a way that it's better for them and that you really are filling your own cup so you can show up better for the other person.
Right. And that also know when to stop, because you can't keep giving and forget about yourself.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that. So what are some, you know, tips or exercises that people can do to look after themselves in a holistic approach?
Well, my main tip would be for people who pray, people who have a connection with universe or God or whatever name, source. Prayer is very powerful. Gratitude as a daily practice is very powerful, because we are connecting with a powerful emotion. We are connected with our heart or our other brain, and coming from that place, the place of love, of gratitude. And the one that is very, very important, and there is more, even more research backing up, it's not just a very like a hippie or new age thing. Now it's very proven and companies are using, and I really much do with my clients every day so that they create a good habit, is meditation. 5 minutes of meditation every day is very powerful for the benefits it brings to our physical body, to our emotions, because it allows us also to start releasing very slowly some of that pain, of the things that are stuck or saved in our limbic system of the brain. When we meditate, the limbic system of the brain gets a bit smaller, and that's the place where we are saving all this trauma and negative emotions, and it helps us a lot there. When we are meditating, we are also focused on the now instead of being worried about things that happened in the past or making up stories about things that have not even happened. So we can come from a place of consciousness, make better decisions. And when we meditate, we also go from our mind and we're able to connect with our hearts. So when we connect with our hearts, again, this is the place where creativity starts showing up, where we get more in touch with our intuition, with that universal intelligence. So we are more aware. We are better able to make decisions coming from that space. So meditation is really, really powerful from a holistic perspective. And it's a very easy practice, 5 minutes a day. You can start by doing that, and that's very, very powerful. That's my top one, the recommendation. Then praying in gratitude would be the second one. And then you'll find somewhere in the guide that I'm sharing with you today.
Awesome. Yes, the guide would be linked in the show notes so that it's easy for everyone to find. Definitely give it a look. Like we said, give it a try. Even if you don't believe, you might surprise yourself with what you find. But I love the things you mentioned. I do that. I won't say every day because that's not true, but I do try to make it a daily practice to meditate and to practice gratitude, which I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in everything that's going on around us that we really forget about all of the amazing things we already have. And one emotion that it's very common to start, you know, piling up on as a supporter is resentment, when you're constantly pouring onto someone else and you don't take the time to refill your own cup. It's very easy to start feeling resentment. So I feel like taking a moment to feel gratitude about everything that's around you and that you already have can really help counter that resentment.
I love it. And Sabi, what you mentioned at the beginning, that you were giving and supporting as a way of getting validation, external validation. Once you start doing these daily practices that are putting yourself first, giving yourself self-love, you start filling your own cup and giving yourself that love that you're expecting or wanting from outside sources. And once you start doing this as a habit, you're gonna realize that you are less and less dependent on that external validation. And you will continue being a giver, but from a place of detachment. And that's very powerful.
Absolutely, yes. And I think it also goes back to developing awareness. I think that is like a key thing, that it's really important. And it's still something I'm working on, but that has made a huge difference. Developing awareness as to, really allowing yourself to feel your emotions and understand where they're coming from, and give yourself space to process them and really understand where your actions are coming from. We talked about this on a different episode as well, kind of like realizing why you are taking the actions that you are. So if you're constantly, doing everything for the other person and just kind of like pouring everything onto them, are you really doing it to support them, or is it coming from like a need inside of you? And sometimes it can feel like you're doing it for the other person, but the truth is there's something more there, and it kind of like crosses this line of going from supporting to just being an enabler for the other person to stay in wherever they are.
Yeah, that's a very powerful insight you got there. It could be that by giving, especially sometimes we're giving and to people and wanting to support people who are not ready, who have not asked for that support. And that's when resentment can come, of course. And that's when we are not only affecting the growth of that person or their process, because they are meant to go through those situations for some reason. And if they are not ready to get support, maybe there's more for them there. And by going there and supporting them, we might be sometimes stopping their process and also blocking ourselves a bit. So there's a lot to consider there. Like giving, yes, how much and until when, and knowing that I go first. I give myself first, and then I can know boundaries and I can be powerful and support others from a better place.
Yes, we always seem to circle back to boundaries. It always comes up, but it really is such a key aspect, not just when we're supporting. I think in life in general, we tend to like really blur our boundaries or kind of like set them aside, but they are so important to us as a person, to look after our own well-being. But also the other thing I wanted to note on, and I don't know where you stand on this, but I've heard it a lot, is that when we are working on ourselves, energy is such a powerful thing. And when we are working on shifting our own energy and, raising our own vibration, it will help those around us to kind of like lift up as well. So when we are setting that example of really like looking after ourselves and really generating space to work on ourselves in a holistic way, it will oftentimes inspire the people in our life, even those that are struggling, to kind of like follow along.
Definitely. Yes, that's why I really much believe in the power of self-love. I think that everything we want starts with us. There's nothing I have achieved and I have done in my life, on my marriage and all my challenges, that didn't start by looking inside. Like I stopped complaining, I stopped looking outside and waiting for other people to to love me, to please me, or for the situation to improve at work or with my marriage. It always, the key for me was, and that's what I'm teaching now and supporting other women through, is to look inside. I go inside and I do my work and I raise my vibrations, and that's also through emotional healing. A lot through emotional healing and doing the right choices and what I think, what I listen to, what I watch, the food, everything has some value when it comes to raising our vibrations. And from there, we can be source. We can support others just through being powerful, confident, and we can show others that it is possible. And it also means that people will be able to feel those vibrations and feel better, because we affect people around us in many different levels.
Yes, and the people around us are also a mirror, you know, to what's going on inside. So when you start looking at yourself and start asking why you are getting reflected the things that you are getting reflected, then you can work on those and it will affect what is being reflected back to you and your outside reality.
Completely, Savi. When I went through this challenge, this situation, I even changed countries. And when I changed to a new country, I realized I'm facing the same fears, the same challenges. I'm just in a different place. And there was no more looking outside. I realized it is inside. These are just things that are mirroring. Same job again, same challenges, same situation, same emotional patterns. It's all coming from me. It's not about the other person. And even in relationships, if we have not healed and we are not sourced, we are not feeling that love, that peace, it's impossible to attract that kind of partner. So when people say, okay, I want a partner who is kind and loving and patient, the first thing we do again is it starts with me. Once I am loving and kind and patient and know that I want that in a partner, then I can attract that.
Absolutely. Yes. I love that you mentioned changing countries, because I feel like that is something that happens so often. And I saw it a lot with my partner as well. When we were together, he was always kind of like blaming his environment, and he had this attitude of, when I get out of here, I'll be better. But you really have to learn to be okay regardless of what's going on in your environment, because you can't, the only person you can really control is yourself. You have no control in what's happening around you. So, you know, you're always going to be facing different types of challenges in your environment. And it's all about learning to be okay with yourself, regardless of what's going on outside. And that's really going to make you be okay.
Exactly. Completely agree.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Any other last tips you want to share, specifically, you know, for the more skeptic people out there? Because this has been like the most woo-woo episode so far. And I know a lot of people are going to be like, what the hell are they talking about? This makes no sense. I don't believe any of this. So, you know, any tips for at home that people can start trying out to, you know, just dip their toes, give it a shot, see if you like it, see if it works for you, see if it starts resonating?
Well, for me, main tip is just try different things. Everything adds up. Like, I've been to therapy. I've been to psychologists, constellation people, energy work people. Everything. I've tried different things, and everything has a different way of healing and supporting you, because we can heal everything from one, let's call it therapy, or from one technique. Each thing supports you, and you might be amazed by why you get to experience and discover and heal through trying new techniques, and especially ones that have a holistic approach to them. Techniques and things that they can try at home. The most powerful one, again, would be meditation. I have a blog livinghealthierideas.com, and I give a couple of, there's a couple of videos, one meditation that includes mudras, and there's another one that might be also not too extremely like taking the first step towards this holistic approach, so that it's not so extreme, maybe for people who are listening to this for the first time, this holistic approach, and want to start trying a bit about energy and mudras and meditation. And from there, from that place, they'll start connecting more with that spiritual level of consciousness. And then it's just trusting that the right techniques, tools, masters, healers will show up. And when we're open to new things, it will just flow. It's just gonna be surrender and trust that everything will just work out for the best, and you'll get the right tools, teachers, and things coming up for you.
Love it. Yeah, it really just goes back to trying things out. You know, not everything's going to work for you, but you don't lose anything when you give it a try, and you might just find something that really, really works.
Yes. Thank you, Savi. Definitely.
Awesome. So where can people connect with you, you know, read your blog or anything else that you have, or schedule if they want to try out the type of healing that you do? What social networks are you on? Where can they find you?
Yes, definitely. I would love to connect with you. I am, first of all, I have a blog. So the blog is under livinghealthierideas.com. You can find me on Instagram as Coach Christina Pettersen with two T's, Coach Christina Pettersen. And I run a community on Facebook, and you can find that community searching for powerful, confident warrior women. And I think those are the main places where you will find that I'm sharing actively information, support, tips, and I would love to connect with you there.
Awesome. And everything will be linked down in the show notes. Also, the link to download your workbook, so it will be easy to find for everyone. So thank you so much for being here today and sharing all of this amazing stuff with us. I'm really excited that we finally had like a more woo-woo episode, because I know it has been a very spirituality and, you know, connecting to my spirituality has been a very big part of my own journey in learning how to heal and manage the situation as a supporter better. So really, really excited to be able to share this with everyone listening. So thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Savi. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Mental Health Adjacent podcast. I hope you found the information shared helpful. If you liked the show, please take a few minutes to leave a review. It would mean the world to me. If you aren't yet, remember you can join the Facebook group Mental Health Adjacent Community, a safe space where we support the supporters. And you can follow me on Instagram on @mh.adjacent. Until next time. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Mental Health Adjacent podcast. I hope you found the information shared helpful. If you liked the show, please take a few minutes to leave a review. It would mean the world to me. If you aren't yet, remember you can join the Facebook group Mental Health Adjacent Community, a safe space where we support the supporters. And you can follow me on Instagram on @mh.adjacent. Until next time.